In Salem, Massachusetts, Halloween is big business. The town already has a reputation for spooky attractions, thanks to its infamous 17th century witch trials. As Shannon Mullen reports, this year, there's a new twist in the competition for Halloween tourism dollars.
For most of the year, Salem looks like many other historic New England towns. Come October, the streets are packed with porta-potties, fried dough vendors, and carnival rides. Tourists line up for psychics parlors, face painters, and wax museums. But haunted houses are the biggest draw.
Time for your ghoul shot!
This one's called the Nightmare Factory. The owner, Marshall Tripoli, says his motto is "Care how you scare."
I put pride and joy inside my attraction. My wife calls it the other wife. You know, it's that much that I'm there.
Tripoli puts on a pretty traditional show. It has lots of fake cobwebs, strobe lights, and elaborate sets, plus moving skeletons and live actors who jump out from dark corners. Tripoli plays the mad scientist at the end.
When I'm inside my attraction and I'm rocking and rolling and people are coming through and they're laughing and, you know, that peaks you up.
What gets him down is the new competition. The Witch Mansion opened this year, right next door to the Nightmare Factory. Co-owner Louis Grandy says it features all the latest technology.
We have animatronics, computer-generated graphics, 3D illusions. It's really raised the bar for the complete Halloween and haunted house industry in the area.
Both of these haunted houses stay open year-round, but they bank on October for most of their income. And Grandy says they're competing for the same tourist dollars.
Ultimately, it's survival of the fittest. Who puts on the best show? It's really up to the audience to decide.
11-year-old Melissa Mendez liked the Witch Mansion's high-tech thrills.
You couldn't tell what was real or not real with all the things like in 3D, so it was like, which one of these are going to pop out at me?
14-year-old Ben Cuddy got spooked by the Nightmare Factory's timeless tricks.
Popping out of the holes and sticking their hands through the wall, those always get me. And the strobe lights, I love strobe lights.
There might be enough room in this city for both types of scare tactics. More than 1 million tourists visit Salem every year. For NPR News, I'm Shannon Mullen.
This is NPR News.